Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a 5-minute podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. I'm a type A Enneagram 1 detail-oriented person. I thrive on schedules. Not everyone does, though. Kids actually benefit greatly from routine and structure. This episode, we'll talk about some simple ways to implement structure without being rigid and removing all the fun. Then, next week, we'll look at ways to love our kids well with spontaneity. Let's get to it! I saw a meme the other day that said, "It's hard to believe spring break is almost over." It's funny, but also a little insane to think about. The last time my son left his school building was to start spring break his second grade year. Now, after 22 weeks at home, he's finishing his second week of e-learning for his third grade year. For the first 20 weeks, there was very little structure to our day. It started because I was in denial that it would be this long of an ordeal. Then, I was too overwhelmed by Groundhog Day repetition of the pandemic that I couldn't even figure out a routine for me, let alone implementing it for my kids. However, 2 weeks before school started, I made some chore charts, created a dry erase schedule, and we began to follow a loose routine. You know what? I'm more productive, and my kids have gotten better about figuring out their life without asking me 9 billion questions. Score! Children need structure and routine. It is crucial to helping them develop responsibility, self-control, and a sense of safety and belonging. Routine and set expectations help children feel a sense of calm. Prior to middle school, children are largely linear and concrete thinkers. They cannot think abstractly in the same way that we as adults can. Clearly communicated routine and plans help children live their days in a linear way. When plans or routines change, it creates an opportunity for children to learn to adapt in controlled ways that help children deal with stress in small amounts so that they learn to navigate those feelings safely. Some people panic when they hear the word structure. Not everyone operates well under loads of structure. Feeling like your whole day or week is thoroughly planned with no time for spontaneity can be overwhelming. That's not the type of structure I mean in this episode. Instead, I believe clear expectations and implementing a few anchors to a schedule is more than enough structure for children. For instance, decide 3 to 5 chores that are age appropriate for your child or children. Have a chart that they can check off each day. Create a schedule for your family. I have a blank one that's dry erasable so that I can change it as needed. My daughter can't read yet, but my son can, so it helps him know what to expect and enables him to have responsibility as he helps field his sister's questions about when lunch will be ready or when we can watch TV without me being interrupted every 5 minutes. There are lots of options in stores or on Amazon for ways to have structure and schedules. I've linked a few of them in my show notes. Find an option that works for you or do what I did. I couldn't find what I needed, so I just bought poster board, drew on it with a Sharpie, and covered it in self-laminating sheets so that I can use a dry erase marker on it. It works great for us. Our schedule includes when breakfast will be ready, chore time, when school starts, when lunch is, quiet time in the afternoon, and when the day is done, aka when school is over. There's freedom and fluidity within that, but these few anchors help create a framework for the day. My children feel safe, loved, and in control of their actions when they know what to expect from the day and have a routine. Think about the structure of your days. Do your children have a routine they follow? Do you plan out your own day? Consider ways you can help communicate chores and expectations in a calm, consistent manner. Consider if a family routine might provide a sense of calm and confidence in your home. Purposeful routine really does help our children feel loved and safe. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and also share it with your friends and encourage them to join us. Leaving a review is so helpful in making my podcast more visible to others. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelb.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.